Wait, what? Trader Joe's mini totes have made the news? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 13th day of March, and thanks for being here. In other news, Adidas says it has contributed millions of dollars to groups fighting anti-Semitism and hate speech. Robot taxis and Los Angeles made the news today. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar is closing nearly 1,000 stores, and we'll share why. Meanwhile, in Berkeley, California, we have a story about sacred native land being returned to a tribe. Today, we've also got a story about deflation rather than inflation. The Wall Street Report is coming up, and some interesting retail news that deals with compassion. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Well, one has to wonder if folks have either too much money or too much time on their hands, or maybe it's a bit of both. It seems that the Trader Joe's mini tote bags have become the next internet sensation. The mini totes are offered in four colors, blue, red, green, and yellow, and they are all in high demand. The bags, retailing for $2.99, are now advertised on platforms like eBay and Facebook Marketplace for hundreds of dollars, and in one case, you can buy all four in a set for $999. The AP is reporting that videos shared on social media show crowds of customers visiting Trader Joe's stores hoping to get their hands on one of the highly coveted mini totes. Beyond the checkout line, TikTokers have gained tens of thousands of views for sharing and customizing their bags with detail paint, buttons, and embroidery designs. Oh, okay. Adidas is making a bad thing good by saying it has or will have donated over $150 million to groups fighting anti-Semitism and other hate speech. The AP reports that the German sportswear brand had $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy sneakers piled up in warehouses after it broke off its partnership with Yee back in October of 2022. Why? Over his anti-Semitic and other offensive comments on social media and in interviews. Adidas decided to sell some of the remaining shoes in batches, with two releases last year and another that launched late last month, and then donate a portion of the proceeds to anti-hate groups. Good on you, Adidas. Robo-taxis are hitting the road in Los Angeles. Google spinoff Waymo starts offering free rides to some of the roughly 50,000 people who have signed up for its driverless ride-hailing service. Waymo is expanding into Los Angeles, the second largest U.S. city, 7 months after California regulators authorized its robo-taxis to begin charging for round-the-clock rides through San Francisco. And that came despite objections from local officials who asserted the driverless vehicles posed unacceptable risks to public safety. Although Waymo isn't charging for rides in its robo-taxis in Los Angeles to start, the company said in a blog post announcing the expansion that it will eventually collect fares from passengers there as well. It is, folks, an amazing world that we live in. Wall Street ended the day with mixed results and some choppy trading today, and I'll have those results for you in just a bit. Family Dollar and Dollar Tree will close nearly 1,000 stores over the next several years. CNN is reporting that years of mismanagement and poor conditions in stores have hurt Family Dollar's brand. Family Dollar, which is owned by Dollar Tree, was recently fined more than $40 million for a rat infestation at a warehouse that forced hundreds of stores to temporarily close. Decades-high inflation has hit shoppers hard, and a general consumer pullback has impacted Family Dollar customers and the chain's profits. All of that created big problems in its battle with discount competitors like Dollar General, Walmart, and others. In addition, the reduction in benefits for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, has left struggling families with as much as $250 less each month. Discount stores and consumer goods companies say that they have felt the impact of that loss. Some 5,700 years ago, the Native American tribe of Ohlone came to the shores of the San Francisco Bay in what is now Berkeley, California. Now, some of that land is being deeded back to the Ohlone. The AP is reporting that the 2.2-acre parking lot is the only undeveloped portion of the shell mound in West Berkeley. Berkeley's city council voted unanimously to adopt an ordinance giving the title of the land to a San Francisco Bay Area collective led by women that works to return land to indigenous people. The collective raised most of the money needed to reach an agreement with developers who owned the land. The site will become home to education, prayer, and preservation of the Ohlone people and their culture. While many folks have focused on inflation, let's take a look at what items have deflated in price. CNBC is reporting what we already know. Inflation is lower than its peak back in 2022, and prices are actually falling in some categories, something that is known as deflation. Like what? Well, egg prices have come down by 17%. Other categories that saw year-over-year double-digit declines include health insurance, which was down 19.7%, laundry equipment, which fell 11.3%, and car and truck rentals, which declined by 10%. Categories of goods and services that were popular during the COVID pandemic and its immediate aftermath also saw declines, including televisions, furniture, airline fares, and hotel and motel rates. Used cars and trucks saw year-over-year declines after a very large increase in prices because of the inability to access new cars due to supply chain issues. And now, new cars and trucks are coming back to dealer lots, and those prices should decline as well. So yes, there is also deflation. It was a mixed bag on Wall Street as the Dow was the only gainer, picking up 37 points on the day and closing at 39,043. The Nasdaq fell by 87 points to end the session at 16,177, and the S&P 500 was off by nearly 10 points to close at 51.65. Dollar Tree stock fell by over 14% or $21.27 to $128.42 a share on the news that it's closing stores and a surprising loss in the fourth quarter of last year. Petco Health and Wellness Company was down by 4 cents to $2.52. The pet store chain gave investors a disappointing earnings forecast. West Texas Intermediate crude gained a bunch today, up by $2.04 at news time to $79.60 a barrel. Watch those gas prices rise again. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.188% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about compassion. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the nation's largest private employer is focusing on, yes, compassion. Every week, Walmart sends dozens of store managers to its Manager Academy, a pandemic-era creation hammering home the message that Walmart's success is possible only if the store managers take care of their workers and their customers. Those leaders can oversee hundreds of other employees and millions of dollars in sales, and they faced new challenges since the pandemic, such as higher worker turnover. Last year, about 1,800 leaders went through the program. Walmart expects another 2,200 to do so this year. In other interesting retail news, starting in August, Kohl's will add Babies R Us shops to about 200 stores nationwide in a bid to boost foot traffic and lure younger shoppers. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable and safe and wonderful evening. Come on back tomorrow, will you? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.